all new cell phone users in China must now have their face scanned. In the news recently, customers in China who buy SIM cards or register new mobile phone services must have their face scanned under a new law that came into effect just yesterday. China's government says the new rule, which was passed into law back in September, will protect the legitimate rights and interests of citizens in the cyberspace. Now, this is a very controversial step, as it can be seen as a part of an ongoing push by China's government to make sure that people use services on the internet under their real names, thus helping to reduce fraud and boost cybersecurity. But on the other hand, it also looks like a part of a drive to make sure every member of the population can be surveillanced. Now, how do the Chinese people actually feel about it, right? We Americans completely have our opinions on being able to be surveillanced by the government, but how do they feel about it? Well, it's hard to say for sure, right, given how strictly the press and social media are really regulated, but there are hints of growing unease over the use of facial recognition technology within the country. From the outside, there has been a lot of concern over the role the technology will play in the controversial social credit system that they currently have, and how it's being used to suppress the Muslims in the western region of China. Now, here's the knock-on effect. How facial recognition plays out in China might have an impact on how it's used in other countries as well. They're kind of the guinea pig right now. They're one of the first leading ones on implementing technology and restrictions and compliances through the government with that use of technology. The Chinese tech firms are helping to create an influential United Nations standard for the technology. Now, Financial Times reported just yesterday that these standards will help shape rules on how facial recognition is used around the world, particularly in developing countries. I'd love to know more about what you think on facial recognition technology and how government access may be and how it's being used to be surveillance, but also, on the other hand, how the positives may be. Let me know your thoughts on what you think. Here and more on Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech.